Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on From the Trenches World Report on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, I've been marking the goddamn calendar, but it's the 7th day of March, 2023. And 7th day of March, 2023, 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in star 6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently, 24 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of about 25 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, but it's sunshining. It's colder than hell. I don't know what to tell you this. I mean, we're getting snow in the mountains. I guess that's a good thing, but it is goddamn miserable, and it is expensive. Let's see. Let's see what we're going to go to here. We have to minimize these things because I have to do all this all by myself. Just give me one moment, if you would, please. Okay. Not getting what I wanted. I'll go up here. There we are. There they are. Okay. Well, we guess we can start this with alleged Antifa member arrested on domestic terror charges related to violent attack on Atlanta cop city. He is an attorney at Southern Poverty Law Center, where Soros tied MISOS Jocelyn Benson was prominent board member by Patty McMurray. Okay, let's see. I didn't look at this one, but it's just come up. Okay, 100% fed up report to Southern Poverty Law Center staff attorney. Oh, that hurts. You know the Southern Poverty Law Center that declared war on we, the people, and our Bill of Rights? This fucking hurts. Somebody's giving some payback. Thomas Juergens was arrested in connection to the last night's violent attack on the Atlanta Public Safety Training Center. Let's see here. An Atlantic Public Safety Training Center that was under construction was set on fire. The black-clad terrorists allegedly threw commercial-grade fireworks, Molotov cocktails, large rocks, and bricks at the police. Ooh, what a terrorist. Okay. Latino GOP lawmakers oppose getting strict on immigration by Alan Watt. Oh, you mean the fuckers that have already entered this country illegally and then become goddamn senators while our fucking people live under bridges with little children in the fucking wintertime? And our wealth is being handed over to the fucking Ukraine to create a fucking Ukrainian fucking Zionist empire. Is that what you're talking about? The Latinos, the son of a bitches who weren't born in this country, they have no goddamn right being in our government. There is, it isn't our government. It's the fucking corporation, but they have no fucking jurisdictional authority over no fucking body. I don't give a fuck what you want. If you want what I have, you have to take it to me by a individual filing through a common law court through the fucking procedures laid out in the Supreme Superior, absolute unalienable, ratified by the people law of December 15, 1791. Fucking read it. You know, somebody, I think it was Galen that called in yesterday, was talking about she had listened to some other broadcaster. And there's parts about the Bill of Rights that he just didn't agree with. Well, you know what? Fuck him. His Bill of Rights belongs to him. If he chooses to suck dick, that's his fucking prerogative. If he decides that he fucking wants to be a fucking communist and tries to make me a communist, then it becomes my goddamn fucking problem. You son of a bitch, my rights belong to me. And you can't touch them. You think you can? Come give it a fucking go. Because my rights will be defended on the spot. I will not tolerate violations of my rights. I will not plead to a corporation for the implementation of the highest law in this fucking land. I'm not your fucking boy. I'm not your fucking slave. I'm not your fucking subject. You better get it through your fucking head. And I know, you know, the goddamn propaganda that they've had a lot of time to fucking work with it. But the goddamn propaganda that they're putting out is fucking, it's not what it seems. Look at this right here. I mean, the last article, the guy that attacking them, how many attacks are going on a night, a day, that they're not going to report our side of it. They're not going to report our people fucking turning on them and starting to kill them. They will not do it. Why? Because that would show the next people that, hey, you can fucking do it. You can fucking stop this. You can enforce the supreme law that belongs to you, that is a part of your being. And this asshole who thinks that his being must be better than my fucking being, and he's going to decide that what he does, it's just like the interpretations of the Bible that some would like to fucking make this fucking country into a theocracy. Your fucking goddamn interpretations, I don't really give a fuck about. I can read the document, and I know my goddamn authority. We're all kings and queens, and we are on a par with the crown heads of Europe. And you ain't got shit to say about it. You got something to say about it? You can go to a common law court, and you, as an individual, and file. And I'll file back against you for treason and sedition and want you fucking hang or be put against the fucking wall. But then again, you can't do that, can you? Why? Because there are no common law courts. Because the common law courts have unlawfully been removed because they are the superior courts that gave we the people the power to control that fucking animalistic fucking monster that the fucking anti-federalists warned us of. And everything that they warned us of has come to fruition, has it not? Yet, well, I can't say still we're not doing anything. I don't fucking know. Because they're not going to report it, and they're not going to allow it to be reported on the internet that they handed over to the goddamn Chinese. Think about that, people. This is a foreign fucking entity attacking we the people and our jurisdictional authority over the lands that were won by our people in fucking a bloody fucking war where people died, had their homes burned, but they fought and fought until they had their goddamn rights. And when the Bill of Rights was, they tried to ratify their phony constitution because it was fucking created by people unelected by the people without the people's consent, well, it didn't fucking, they ran into the southern states who insisted that we will have a Bill of Rights because that's what the uprising was about, that you hijacked. It's not going to fucking work. You might as well get it through your fucking head. Sooner or later, every man, every woman is going to be pushed to the fucking edge to where they're going to have to decide, you know, do I fucking fight or do I lay down and shit my pants and let them fucking kill my children, rape my children, rape my grandchildren, and then my great-grandchildren can piss on my grave and spit on my grave because I was a goddamn coward. That's the choice we have, people. The goddamn law we have the goddamn jurisdictional authority to remove these motherfuckers by any means necessary. And that second article was put there as a fail safe. And that's where we should be. because they've removed our courts. They've removed our First Amendment right to redress of grievance in our fucking courts, decided by us, the supreme superior jurisdictional authority of this goddamn country. Don't you, some son of a bitch tries to tell you, well, I don't agree with this. Say, I don't give a fuck with what you agree. My rights are my fucking rights. You don't fuck with my rights by what you fucking believe, you communist, fucking fascist piece of pedophilic shit. Let's see what they have to say here. I think this was posted by Galen. I'm not sure. But anyway, the Biden administration agenda to remake America through mass third world immigration continues as we speak, while opposition Republicans aren't doing much about it. Of course they ain't. And the goddamn whole the whole corporation is being run just like here where I live. All the district attorneys, the fucking cops are all turning into fucking Mexicans. And not Guatemalans and Hondurans. And they think this is goddamn down in Juarez, Mexico or something, where the goddamn federales can do anything they want. Try it! We're armed, motherfuckers. We will enforce our rights on the fucking spot. So give it a fucking go. Try to play fucking Mexico in the fucking United States. See what happens to your ass. But even the little congressional Republicans are doing or just talking about is too much for a couple of Latino GOP lawmakers. Latino. You're not Latino. You're either a fucking American or you're a fucking foreigner. And you're a foreign fucking invader that has fucking infiltrated our, what? Infiltrated, I don't know. You ain't infiltrated shit because there never has been a fucking goddamn republic because the Constitution was a fucking lie. But you are in here stealing from we the people. You are fucking violating our law. You are taking from us without due process of law and giving it to your fucking brethren to bring more of the motherfuckers here. The fight will happen. It cannot not happen. And when it does, you're gonna come up against anger that you cannot fucking believe. You're gonna come up against vengeance. This is no longer about justice, but vengeance for what you have fucking done. See, I always remember when they first started this stuff out, guys. They just wanted a better life. Remember? They showed the family with the better life. The Romans told people. They said if they come with the fucking army, they're coming for booty. If they bring their families, they're coming to fucking repopulate and depopulate your people and repopulate the place with them. And you better fight like you've never fought fucking for because they're bringing them. They're bringing a repopulation of fucking third worlders that will bow down to the corporations. We don't have to bow down to the corporations. We are heavily fucking armed. We're the most largest army to ever exist on this fucking planet times 10. And we're sitting here fucking, well, I ain't saying we're doing nothing. That last fellow was. I don't know what he was up to, but by God, he was doing something. Maybe there's a lot going on. You know, we got another article. Go ahead. Sorry.
Hey, I got something for you. One of my friends, right, he just started a new job. Matter of fact, building horse trailers. And he said, man, all you hear is Spanish with English all the time. But he said, you hear fucking more Spanish than you do anything. He said, when they're talking to each other, they're talking to each other in Spanish. He said, man, they are hiring people here that is they can barely even – they can't even speak any English at all. And when you say that people would sell their mama for a dollar, they would. Like you say, these companies, they're hiring these people. They're pushing out Americans. They're hiring these people. And they're just selling out this country for that dollar.
You goddamn right. And these are, and you know, you have places that are fucking, are businesses or ranches or what might have you. They were generationally owned. If the original fucking son of a bitch that had the balls to build it could see what his progeny is fucking doing, well, I can get a big wad of fucking money and get away from all of this and live my life in luxury while I fucking fuck the rest of the people because they're fucking, I'm allowing their rights to be violated. You're absolutely correct. Hi, Dion.
Yeah.
How's it going, brother?
Man, it's going. You
can't stop it. Okay, here we go. But even little congressional Republicans are doing or just talking about is too much for a couple of Latino. You're either a fucking American. If you're a Latino, get to a Latino fucking country because this isn't a Latino fucking country. This is an American fucking country. It's for American nationals. And we come in all shades of colors, man. We come in every pigment of skin. But we are all of the same mind, and we all are under that fucking Bill of Rights, that supreme, superior, absolutely unalienable fucking law of December 15, 1791. We are joined in it. We are. That's what makes us a people. And we, if we want to stay a fucking people, if we do not want to be erased from history, you go back and you look, and I mean, just watch the fucking documentaries on the civilizations. They'll dig up one fucking civilization, and then, oh, shit, dig down, there's another fucking civilization. And there's another one. Go from Caesar to fucking Alexander to Caesar to Napoleon. How many times have motherfuckers thought they're going to take over the fucking world? Well, you're not going to fucking do it. I think the people are fighting out there. From what I just read, it seems pretty evident. And I think the people need to pick it up. I think the people need to go after every motherfucking traitor in this country because they do not fucking outnumber us. We come at them all at once, man. They're fucking finished and they know it. That's why the super surveillance. It's not because the corporation wants to know, try to sell me a fucking stupid phone. It's because they fucking fear that we, the people, are going to rise up under our law and lawfully fucking blast their asses out of this fucking country and then go after the fucking stolen wealth that they have. They fear it. And we can make it happen. But we can't do it unless we stand up and fucking act like goddamn men instead of fucking mice. But even, okay, here, where were we? Latino GOP lawmakers quoted, and well, you can't be a Latino GOP lawmaker. You have to be a fucking American national. I mean, of course, it ain't even the grand old part. All this fucking horse shit. It's a corporation. We're not stupid. You've flaunted it in our face long enough to anybody that doesn't realize it's a stupid son of a bitch. Lawmakers quoted in recent Associated Press AP articles entitled Latino Republicans Push Back on Party's Immigration. Fuck immigration. This is a fucking invasion. I mean, they said, what do they think? We're a bunch of fucking retards? Tens of thousands, and you're telling us, hey, we didn't give permission. We're the fucking people that own this fucking country. The American nationals. You're not, this is a fucking corporation that cannot exist. It was created with an act of fraud. And everything it's done is fraudulent up to this fucking date. And it will be undone. And those who did it will be fucking punished. You will be punished under our law. Because this is our country. And it's our jurisdiction, motherfuckers. The piece begun by discussing Florida's 27th congressional district. Let's see what they got to say here. More than half of the residents in the slice of Miami, okay, Miami fucking is, I mean, Jesus Christ. Get out! We never gave you permission to come here, and the cocksuckers who didn't have the authority. Now get the fuck out or die. More than half the residents in the sense of slice of Miami that includes Little Havana, it's Little Havana, we got little fucking Mexico, we got little fucking China and all these fucking, you can't have foreign flags flying on your fucking, on this goddamn continent. You have to be a fucking traitor. You are in violation of the people's fucking authority. Our authority is that Bill of Rights, you motherfuckers. And you have taken nothing from us through due process of the law. You're going to have to do it the old fucking Irish way and it's going to fucking hurt. And you're going to fucking lose. And when we get done with you, nobody will ever try this shit again. It includes Little Havana, where we're born abroad. And when Republican U.S. Representative Mariah Elvera Salcozar, that sounds like a fucking American name to me. That's Irish, ain't it? I'm pretty sure that's fucking Irish. I can't believe that. Okay. Where in the hell was I? Ran for re-election last year. She won by 15 percentage points. Yeah, because there I got all these motherfucking illegals up here. And there's no fucking vote. They can fucking put up any goddamn number they want. Look what they fucking do. Can anything they say be... I don't get... You can't have a vote. You're a fucking foreign corporation. You're an invader. And anybody that participates in a fucking occupational fucking goddamn election is a fucking traitor to their people and to the goddamn liberty that this country is supposed to stand for. You're a low-life son of a bitch, and you will be tried, you will be convicted, and you will be hung or put against a wall and shot. You're not going to fucking pull it off. The GOP dominance of Florida's 27th congressional district embraces are emblematic of the party's inroads with Latino voters. So there's Latino voters? I thought we were all fucking American voters. The fucking official language of this country was supposed to be English. And we, Dion, did you give any fucking permission for them to change the official language of this country, for them to use your fucking tax money to print fucking a document from the corporation in 15 fucking or 27 fucking languages? Did you?
Not at all.
So where in the hell did they get their authority to do any of this shit, people? They don't have the authority. This is fucking goddamn strong arming by a fucking international corporate mafia and the fucking mercenaries they have hired that belong to these, quote, police unions. We were never supposed to be policed. We were supposed to have peace officers that were a part of our self-governance, which was under the common law, which is the Bill of Fucking Rights, and the common law courts, which are the highest courts in this fucking land. They cannot change that. That is what they are up against. And I told you guys, if they ever got the chance, like we had a bad time here, but if they ever got the chance, that they would absolutely start easing in with, oh, these guys, yeah, he's a real patriot. And then, well, there's just a few things about that Bill of Rights. You can't touch that Bill of Rights. If you change anything in that Bill of Rights, you break it, people. That's why they cannot move so much as a fucking comma. Because that comma fucking, the people knew how to punctuate back then. And it reads in fact. And it reads that you cannot touch it. There can be no power. I don't care who you are, you little son of a bitch. You do not have the power or the authority to fucking change anything. So you might as well shut your fucking mouth and quit committing treason before you end up hanging from a fucking tree. Re-election last year by 15 percentage points. I'm sure she, well, if you say so, if you write it down on a fucking piece of paper, I guess it's fucking fact. Bullshit. The election is illegitimate. The fucking contestants are illegitimate. You can't fucking be a part of this goddamn government and be a Latino. It's just like the Jewish fucking Americans that can keep fucking dual passports and still serve, not serve, but control our highest offices to the benefit of Israel and to the fucking destruction of the United States. The GOP dominance of Florida's 27th congressional district of the party's inroads with Latino voters. There can't be no Latino voters. You're either a fucking American or you're not. And if you're not an American national, you're the goddamn enemy. You are an enemy combatant. You try and fucking violate my rights and you will fucking find out that you are up against a fucking real enemy. Someone with fucking balls. Someone who's not going to curl under for you. You will have to fight me, you motherfuckers. In recent years, in much of the U.S. and especially in Florida, those gains helped Governor Ron DeSantis decisively win re-election last year and contribute to the GOP taking back control of the U.S. House. Bullshit! We are under occupation by a fucking corporation that is a fraud. It cannot exist. It was done under fucking goddamn duress. It was done in violation of the fucking law, the ratified law of We the People, against our jurisdictional authority. It is our, not only your right, it is your goddamn duty to fucking run these motherfuckers out of here, hang them, shoot them, do whatever you have to remove them from this goddamn United States of these Americas, which belongs to the individual free sovereign nationals of this country. Plain and simple. My grandfather never signed it away. Your grandfather, great, clear back to the fucking before the goddamn Revolutionary War, so-called Revolutionary War, the hijacking of the goddamn uprising. Clear back before then, none of them signed it away. What has been taken has been seized. Like you're watching them seize power at the international level, claiming that they're going to, the World Health Organization is going to make rules that we're going to follow and whether they violate our rights or not. Try your fucking rules, you cocksuckers. You will eat fucking lead. Everybody in this country ain't a fucking pussy. Everybody in this country ain't a fucking dog on their fucking knees. Everybody in this country ain't going to let fucking one whip fucking 5,000 of us, you goofy fuckers. See, there's been, that's what happens, you know, like we had to back out for a little bit for the worst of reasons. And then here they go, you know, fucking jumping. Oh yeah, we're the Patriots ones, and the Bill of Rights. Yeah, the Bill of Rights is okay, except for this one little part. If they can take one fucking comma out, it's destroyed. They can't. That's why the 9th article was put in place, and the 10th article applied it to the fucking states. So they could never remove it. So we would always have the option, if it came to the worst case scenario, as individuals. Under our individual authority as United States, free nationals and fucking enforce it ourselves. That's what we're supposed to be doing instead of sitting on our fucking asses and watching them fucking destroy our fucking country, destroy our lives, kill our fucking people, kill our loved ones. Like I said, are we mice or men? Are you going to stand up to these son of a bitches or not? We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
All the boys and the girls down there sure don't know how. If you wanna go down, gotta get down to Arkansas.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and by God needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:35 Pacific Time, and that was Chris Stapleton with Arkansas. We listened to there at the break. Now we've got to get back to our board, which should be an easy thing to do. Yipper, 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 yipper. All righty. So we were talking. Let's go down here and let's look at some other stuff here. I like this, the real threat of 15-minute cities. See, as long as we keep letting these fuckers do what they want, what's to stop them? I mean, it's like these raids in the store. You know, if you steal under $1,000, ain't nobody going to do nothing to you. So there's fucking raids until the fucking stores go out of business. It's real fucking simple. If there's no deterrent, I mean, you'll get the decadence. We're getting fucking Khazaria here. They want the whole goddamn world to be Khazaria. They want the whole world to be pedophilic. That's just a lifestyle style choice, boogering little children. Anyway, let's look at this. The Real Threat of the 15-Minute Cities by John Mack, looks like Gillen. And here we go. I think I'm pretty sure that Galen put this up too. I got it. We're working on it, you know. I have to get a mouse because the computer Laura used has a light touch. She had a light touch and she could whip through that puppy, but I'm going to have a mouse because I do not have a light touch. And once I get that, I mean, things are going to move a lot smoother and we're working problems. And I mean, every day we get hit with shit too. We're still being attacked. Make no fucking mistake about it, but we're still fucking here. We didn't go no goddamn where. The Guardian, Oliver Wainwright, recently discussed a new international socialist conspiracy that has taken the world by a storm. Fringe forces of the far left, he noted, ain't the far left, it ain't the far fucking right. It is the goddamn international corporate mafia, and if you buy into that left-right bullshit, you're a fucking stupid son of a bitch. And I'll call you one to your face. Stupid. There is no left. There is no right. There is no goddamn Republicans, no Democrats, no conservatives, no fucking liberals. There's the fucking law or there is not. And right now there is not, and it's because you are not enforcing it, as is your duty, as is your right, because you don't give a fuck about your goddamn children. Tear these fuckers up. You have the right under the law to remove these son of a bitches. Anyway, they always have to make it a left-right fucking thing. Go ahead.
The only reason they have two parties is because one party wouldn't work. You know, it would be us against the government that way, but now they got us divided.
And I don't think people are buying the divide. I mean, we just now read one where the Republic GOP Latinos. Fuck yeah, right. Whatever you fucking say. You show me the
difference. But I'm just saying that, like in Russia, they had one party and everybody knew it was a joke. But you know, they're able to pass this too.
Charlie, if people ain't figured this shit out by now, they're retarded, and we don't need them nohow.
It's so funny.
It's goofy. It's like little children. I swear it is. Fringe forces of the far left. He noted, not the far left. There is no left, right. This is the goddamn communists. I mean, they're communist, fascist. What the fuck's the word I'm looking for? Capitalists. This is the corporations. This is the international corporate mafia trying to take over the world like Napoleon did, like fucking Caesar did, like Alexander did, and it will not fucking work. The world will not allow its fucking life to be taken away from it. This planet we live on will not allow it. You'll be another fucking goddamn find for a fucking goddamn geologist 1,000 years from now. Fringe forces of the far left, he noted, are plotting to take away our freedom to be stuck in traffic jams. Republicans now, there's the far right. There is no right and left. There's just the goddamn law. Do you want to goddamn be a fucking righty, a lefty, or do you want to be a goddamn free man or woman? Traffic jams to crawl along, clog rig roads and trawl the streets in search of parking spots. The name of this chilling global movement, he asked sarcastically and somewhat contemptuously, the 15-minute city. Wainwright believes these cities are simply part of a mundane planning theory. Shit. You bet you they are. There was more of that story somewhere. I'll continue reading right here. Because I read the whole damn thing. I know there is. Okay.
But you were talking about Napoleon, and you know, that's how we got the Louisiana Purchase, was that he refused to borrow from the Rothschilds. So instead he sold us, or sold whoever, the Louisiana.
He paid for it too, didn't he?
Well, I just don't know. I just don't, you know. Yeah, I'm sure all dictators are bad, but whenever they're really demonized, then it makes me wonder.
I'm demonizing them. They're not dictators. They're cockspuds, and they're dirty son of a bitches. Anybody that wants to rule other people and rule their fucking lives and not allow them to live their lives in liberty and freedom is a son of a bitch and piece of shit. Is a goddamn mental patient.
Yeah, like Trump. His latest thing is he's going to, he says his platform is every illegals must go. Have we heard that before?
Oh, man. I think I have heard that somewhere before. I can't remember.
He used to play it on every show.
I can't.
Recording.
No, I haven't.
No, no. Don't,
yeah,
no,
do,
no,
I
no.
Don't hate to hear the son of a bitch, but I do have it.
I don't want to hear his voice. No, thank you.
Okay. I'll let you go on that one then. A few days after Wainwright's piece was published, three academics called 15-Minute Cities, the hottest conspiracy theory. Fuck you. What do you think? We're fucking stupid? We can't see you cut a tree down or fucking plow a goddamn fucking forest over or burn it down? Out here, the Sycan fire. Now, I have family that from Laura's side that has been in the Forest Service for fucking ever in 2 days since there was a fucking Forest Service. And what they did, it was extreme fire danger, which means I couldn't get out of the car with a cigarette, and I really wouldn't. I mean, it was so dry out there that a hot pot would have burned the goddamn forest down. And they had a controlled burn. They went out with goddamn diesel fucking flamethrower and things they use to light fires, and they lit that son of a bitch on fire. Why are they burning down our fucking, why are they destroying your country? You better think about it. You better think about what you need to survive, and you better start stopping these son of a bitches. Oh, 15-minute cities, the hottest conspiracy theory of 2023. Yeah, fuck you. In a truly elitist manner, they poked fun at those who dared to question the motive behind the FMS. We know what the fuck FNC. We know what it is. You want to get rid of our fucking Bill of Rights. That Bill of Rights is all that's standing between you and your fucking world government, your World Bank, and your fucking slaves. The rest of us slaves, and culling us out down to 500 million, getting rid, blowing up the Georgia Guidestones didn't change it. Too many people knew about it. You put it down in fucking stone, and you're trying to fucking do it. Well, fuck, you're gonna. We'll see if you pull it off. One needed to. Sorry, go ahead.
You ever notice, like when they ever trying to throw you off the tracks, that's the first thing that they always imply: conspiracy theory. Let me tell you something about those 15-minute cities, you freaking fools. Those 15-minute cities are part of a freaking WEF, World Economic Forum crap, where they just want to put us in those 15-minute cities, and you can't go outside of your city. You go within 15, you know, without your little 15-minute time period, hey, you can be fined, arrested, or jail, or whatever they want to do to you. And this is what they do to us.
These corporate mafia dictators want to be able to tell us we can't come out of our fucking houses. I'll come out my fuck. You tell me I can't, I'm going to do it. I'm a fucking American. Americans are notorious for doing what they're not told. You sons of bitches. One needed to be a card-carrying QAnon member to have fears over these. QAnon, fuck QAnon. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. See, they've loaded up the, they turned the fucking internet over to the Chinese. Now, CNN, they'll stand up there. I watched the goddamn thing on the computer and say, now, what we're telling you, this is the truth. You understand that? This is the truth. It's been decided, and this is by decided by who? I don't decide what I listen to, if it's true or not. I step in the fucking mud puddle, and you tell me my foot is dry. It's fucking dry. You think I'm goddamn dumb? You think that the majority of the people in this country are that dumb? All it takes about, what did it take, 3% last time? I guarantee you've got 40 million motherfuckers that are going to go at your ass. And when we take control of our nuclear arsenal, you son of a bitches are going to fucking be brought into our fucking courts. You're going to be tried. You are prima facie fucking guilty of high treason, sedition, and you're going to fucking hang. Or you're going to be put against the fucking wall. And you fucking know it. That's why you're in such a panic to try to get more surveillance. Well, you can't look at all of us. There's too fucking many. I mean, you can fucking look your ass off at me, but then what's the fellow next door doing? You don't fucking know. You son of a bitches, this is 390 million square fucking miles with fucking the probably, well, by this time, we're probably about to be up around 500 million with the fucking invasion that has come into this country. But those invaders, I mean, we've kicked their ass before. And when we open up and they'll run like the fucking rabbits they are, they'll fucking beat feet. And we get down to that 150-mile mark at the border, we'll blow the goddamn United Nations out of this fucking country too. The United Nations ain't going to exist no more. You are going to be fucking destroyed for trying to fuck with the American nationals' freedom and liberty, you pricks. Go ahead, sorry.
Hey, I'm sorry about that. Hey. And I guess we were conspiracy theory when we told them, hey, they're going to kill y'all with them shots they're trying to give you, too. That's conspiracy theory as well, huh?
They've tried to bring back political correctness. When we started doing this 12 years ago, political correctness was fucking rampant. And when we broke the mold, we said, fuck you. No, it ain't. That's all you had to do. I mean, just like this fucking shit with this COVID shit. All the people really had to do is step out and say, fuck you, no. Go away, motherfucker. There's 5,000 of us to one of you, and we're fucking armed. Get the fuck out of here. You ain't doing nothing here. Get your goddamn corporation and fucking run for the fucking hills. Find you a spider hole, because we're coming. And we're going to hunt every fucking one of you son of a bitches down. And you will face justice under our law. The supreme, superior, absolute ratified by the representatives of the people, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. And that word unalienable means it cannot be taken away. It cannot be contracted away. Fuck, I can't even give it away. It's a part of my being. I was born with it. And that's for that prick out there that don't like a part of me. Come do something about it, you little son of a bitch. You go, hey, you know when you hear these guys on the radio and they start talking about the Bill of Rights and it's pretty good except for this, but well, go and look. You'll see INC behind their fucking name. They're doing it for fucking money. They're doing it for mammon. They would sell you out in a New York second. We went, but hey, we're back up here screaming it. And you better be screaming it. You better be telling every fucking buddy. You're a fucking, somebody tries to tell you any of this shit's okay, you tell them they're a fucking fool and they're a fucking traitor.
So I found one more piece of information how they're tracking us is like I put a piece of tape over the camera that looks at me on my phone.
Uh-huh.
And it messes it up. It like it won't, I have to go through another step to unlock it. It does not like me covering that camera.
Well, so,
I got the cheapest track phone from Walmart, and I don't put any apps, and I never logged in, told you who I was or anything, you know, so it really doesn't like me.
I want them to know who I am. I shout this shit at the TV. I shout this shit at the fucking phone. If I'll come up on the fucking air and say it, I'll sure as hell say it in my own goddamn living room. I mean, that's the problem. They know who the fuck I am, and they know what I'm fucking about. It's the rest of the people. I mean, God damn it, you got to say, hey, fuck you, cocksucker. I hope you're looking. Hey, you want to watch me pee? Shine that son of a bitch down at your dick while you're fucking pissing. Say, that's what you are, and that's where you're going, you son of a bitch. One needn't be a card-carrying QAnon member to have fears over these Trojan-like creations. Before going any further, it's important to get our definition in order as the political scientist Kelly M. Greenhall has noted, not all conspiracy theories are wacky. Oh, is that right? So we got Kelly M. Greenhill telling us something that something we already fucking know. And he must be a patriot. No, you're not, you piece of shit. You're a fucking propagandist. You're a fucking goddamn Tory propagandist. And then the fucking propagandist hanged it from Germany at the fucking Nuremberg trials. They hung the propagandist, and you're fucking going to hang too, you dirty son of a bitch. It's not all conspiracy theories are wacky. Oh, well, you're going to tell me how to think some more here, buddy? And not all conspiracy theories are wrong. Oh, thank you. Take the Watergate conspiracy theory. Fuck Watergate. I mean, God damn it. Why don't you talk about fucking killing John F. Kennedy? About fucking the fact that his fucking head was blown off from the front, not the fucking back. The fact that he had fucking dismantled the CIA, the FBI, and was created $40 billion worth of Yankee greenbacks. That's why he got his head blown off. Now, that's a conspiracy theory. Oh, yeah, you fucking pricks. Everything you say is a fucking lie. How about that? A plain out fucking lie. And fuck QAnon. They ain't the ones you better be afraid of, and you fucking know it. Because you are just surveilling the fuck out of us. Go ahead. You know what you're up against, you motherfuckers. You know who you're going to have to fight. Card carrying, you know, Trojan-like creations. Kelly, we're wacky. Not all conspiracy theories are wrong. Thank you. Take the Watergate conspiracy theory, for instance, for the fact that Edith Wilson made most of the executive decisions after her husband, President Woodrow Wilson, suffered his stroke. Well, so did fucking Eleanor Roosevelt, didn't she? I mean, God damn it, you've had none of them have been legitimate leaders because it's never been a legitimate fucking government, man. We don't have to discuss fucking shit 100 fucking years ago. Let's talk about the fucking day. You're letting motherfuckers come into this country who were not born here, and you're letting them into the your corporation is putting them where they think they have fucking power, but they do not. They are fucking goddamn enemy combatants, plain and fucking simple. and they will be treated as such. When this, when the whole thing fucking falls apart and it breaks loose, you motherfuckers can't run far enough or fast enough. You can surveil all you want because nobody's going to give a shit. And nobody's going to give a shit if you have the serial number of their fucking gun because they're going to be blasting your fucking ass with it. Yeah, this is my gun, you motherfucker. What about it? It just blew your head off your fucking buddy right there, you fucking communist, fascist, fucking goddamn corporate piece of shit. You acted without authority. You broke our law. You took away our peaceful way of redress for our grievance. Now you get what you fucking deserve. Where were we at? Visible for like by also known as smart cities, like the smartphone or the what's the Patriot Act. I mean, you got to be a dumb son of a bitch to fucking, I mean, just slap a label on it. These idiots will fucking believe any goddamn thing. No, we won't. There are some idiots out there, I grant you, but there ain't a fucking enough. And they ain't no threat to us. You're going to have to do this with your goddamn mercenaries, and we'll see if they're fucking dying for a paycheck, how it stands up against us dying, defending our home and hearth, our freedom and our liberty. We'll see how it stacks up against us. See how much that paycheck's worth to them. Also known as smart cities, FMCs, are places where everything imaginable from your place of work to your favorite pizzeria is accessible either by foot or by bike, not by car, though they will be verbatim in 15 minutes or less. What's so bad about this? What's so bad about that? You have destroyed, in the past generations, people, the older people, as they grew older, they handed over more of the responsibility of the country, more of the responsibility of their private property, the more, you know, their farms, their businesses, over to their children. It was a peaceful fucking handover of power. Now, this is like the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia. They want to tell the little kiddies, the little kiddies, you know, with fucking... 10, 15 years of fucking life experience. And, oh, yeah, that's goddamn right. And they're going to come tell you. I'll bitch slap you right flat of your fucking ass, you say it to me, you little son of a bitch. You children are not going to get us killed like you got your fucking, like the Cambodian children got their fucking moms and dads and uncles and aunts murdered because they could go and point a finger. And then and everybody feared them, little children. What a fucking sick bunch of pricks these fuckers are. So what's so bad about this? On the first inspection, very little. We are, after all, creatures of comfort. No, we're not. We never, I mean, they try to lay shit like I get that in your fucking mind. We've never been creatures of comfort. You talk about the fucking goddamn migration from the east on the Oregon Trail coming across to fucking Oregon. You tell me we're creatures of comfort. No, we are creatures of fucking goddamn living. We like to live and we like to do what we want to do. We want our own fucking will. We do not want to live at the will of another. We don't want to bend our knee. We don't want to hand over what we create to some son of a bitch just because he wrote down on a piece of paper that, well, you're my subject. Well, I got another piece of paper that was fucking ratified back in December 15, 1791 that says I can kill your fucking ass for that shit. And I will enforce it. I'm not going to plead to you for my fucking rights that you are violating. You will get fucking led, motherfuckers. On first inspection, very little. We are, after all, creatures of comfort. Shit, yeah, that's how this country got settled, by creatures of comfort. We live in a world where the mantra, too long, didn't read, TLDR, now reigns supreme. No, it doesn't. You can say, you can say it all you fucking want. You don't make it fucking real, and it won't be real. It isn't real. We know better. And when you're not going to change our minds, you're poisoning our fucking goddamn people. You're killing our goddamn innocent people. You sorry, lowlife son of a bitches are going to pay up for your fucking crimes. And nothing you can do can stop it. No amount of surveillance can say, you can see that 10 million people coming at you, but what are you going to fucking do about it? Huh? Or that 40 million coming straight for you, coming for you specifically. But there they are. You can see every one of them. Oh, they got their guns. We can even identify them with their guns. Hey, the son of a bitches are coming for us. They're coming and they're shooting. Now what? I guess it's all fucking irrelevant, isn't it? We crave convenience. We crave to be hurried up. However, expectancy isn't always a good thing. Sometimes it's downright dangerous. I don't crave that. I crave to be in the world I grew up in that was taken. It wasn't fucking handed over to the next generation peacefully. And I want this goddamn corporation out of my country. I want to be free. I want my liberty. I want to be able to do as I goddamn well please, so long as I'm not violating the rights of another. And that is goddamn self-rule. We have the right to it. We declared it. We are the jurisdictional authority that will whip your fucking asses to pieces if you try to take it. We crave convenience. No, I don't crave convenience. I like a tough fucking hike in the fucking woods. However, expediency isn't always a good thing. Mute up, please. I'll ask once and then I'll have to go over to the goddamn page and take you off. Thank you. Crave expediency. However, expediency isn't always a good thing. Sometimes it's downright dangerous. It is especially true when people either consciously or otherwise trade their freedom for ease of access to certain services. Fucking bullshit. Bull fucking shit. I don't know who's getting through there, man. Hubert, if you're out there, speak up, man. I'm trying to call you and I lost your number. Anybody that's got Hubert's number, send it to me in an email, would you please? I'd appreciate it. This is especially true when people either consciously or what the fuck are you doing, you son of a bitch? I guess we're going to have to hold our broadcast here while I get rid of this son of a bitch. Hang on, guys. Down to the phone line. See who this fucker is. It ain't Dion. It ain't Charlie. It ain't me. I've got your number. Wine free do. And I got my trackers. And I'm going to track you down, you son of a bitch. You're going to learn to quit fucking with my broadcast.
You all have been back 2 days, Henry, and they screwing with you.
Well, man, it don't matter. That means they're scared. It means they're little punk bitches. Come fucking face me, you cocksucker. Anyways, let's get back to what we were doing here. I need to get back over here to the... Not that. Dang me. Okay. I'm better at this. It's going to get quicker. Okay, we're back to it. Just like that. Okay, the name of the chilling global movement, he asked sarcastically, somewhat contemptuously, the 15-minute city, where Wainwright believes these cities are simply part of the mundane planning theory. He's wrong. We've got to continue reading. A few days of the Wainwright city. Oh, yeah, we were down here. On first inspection, very little. We are, after all, creatures of comfort. No, we're fucking not. No, we're not. You think it's comfortable under a goddamn freeway underpass? We are creatures of survival. We are creatures of fucking goddamn enforcing our fucking law and taking back what you've taken from us, you motherfucking weak, spineless, perverted motherfuckers. We crave convenience. No, we don't. This is especially true when people either consciously or otherwise trade their freedom for ease of access to certain services. No, we don't. I don't. I know nobody. I don't know nobody that does. FMCs make it easier for citizens. I'm not a fucking citizen. I'm a free sovereign national. I'm not a lowly fucking slave. I'm not your goddamn property. I'm not your goddamn subject to get from A to B. But these creatures will also make it easier for those in power to spy on us, to harvest our data, and enable Big Brother to become Bigger Brother. You know, Big Brother's about fucking had it. Big Brother is about to get his ass fucking whipped. Big Brother is about to get fucking destroyed. Keep on doing what you're doing, you people out there that they're not talking about. Keep on doing it and increase it. Get every one of the son of a bitches. That's the only way we win. You get enough of them and they'll have to fucking acknowledge that hey, their numbers are getting fewer faster. Anyways, guys, that's a broadcast. We made it through again. And we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, hey, do something about it. Do something to these son of a bitches. Get rid of them. You have the lawful right. Get that Bill of Rights. Read the son of a bitch and enforce it. That's the law. And that is The Word from the Trenches.